96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 19th of September. Partly cloudy, some thunderstorm activity that popped up here within the last 30 minutes. We've had some moderate rainfall and some hail falling in some areas here this morning, so pretty much just a small cell, Chuck.
Yeah, kind of scattered small cells, really, on KVOE's WeatherTap.com radar right now. We're also still tracking to see if we start seeing some of these cells continue to blow up, but it looks like they're actually blowing out. So the cell that just crossed here, KVOE Studios, that's actually weakened quite a bit just over the last 10 minutes, and we're kind of seeing that trend. Remember the storm that popped up around Cottonwood Falls was up quickly and down quickly, starting to see that here at least north of the Lyon-Greenwood County line.
All right, we'll save that one. It's not blowing up, it's blowing out.
Up and down.
Way to go, Chuck. Nicely nicely turned. Hey, we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning at 7:23 by Jane Linhart, who, of course, Madison Alumni Association, and also by Jason McClellan. Jason's co-owner of Harry C's in Boomtown in Madison, which appears to be booming quite well right now, in fact. To talk about big happenings in Madison this weekend, it's Alumni Homecoming Weekend in Madison. Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. Doing well.
Yeah, good.
Outstanding.
Good to have you here. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, Jane.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to have you on. And Jane, let's get started. Maybe before we start talking about the official schedule, homecoming is always a fun time to be had for a high school and and colleges and things like that. What maybe makes the homecoming experience so special in your mind?
I think homecoming is special because of the memories that I had about homecoming, attending Madison High School. I won't say what years, that might date me, but it was awesome memories, and always trying to recreate something memorable for those that currently live in and around the area, but more importantly, too, for those that want to come back and maybe recreate some of those memories and catch up with classmates and friends from over the years. That's what I love about homecoming.
Well, you're inviting, of course, all alumni back because you have activities that welcome all in Madison here this weekend. But what specifically, this is the class of 1973 this year?
Yes, the way Madison does their alumni activities is we honor the class who is celebrating their 50-year class reunion. So this year it is the class of 1973. I have great memories of them. Growing up, some favorite people of mine, there's a large contingent of them that are either local or coming back. So, and I know Jason can elaborate on that. They're having a reunion at one of his facilities, but I started communicating with them in January, and because I'm Facebook friends with several of them, and they started forming their action and their group and sort of their communication. So this has been ongoing for several months and will all come to a head this weekend.
Well, Jane, start with Friday night. What's happening Friday evening?
So Friday will be busy beginning actually in the afternoon. I know in my communications with several alumni that we have several from out of state coming back. So the one thing that Madison is doing that I think is really cool is they're having an all-community pep rally that starts at 2:30 Friday afternoon at the football field. As you both may know, our Bulldogs are 3-0 and off to an awesome start. So there should be a lot of excitement. I know that they bring the elementary kids over, which is a very cool thing for those kids. So it starts in the afternoon, and then Marcy Harrison of Mattis is in charge of the Fabulous Finds on 99. That also will be kind of gearing up on Friday, actually starting Friday morning and going until about 2 o'clock that afternoon. And then there's a class reunion starting. The class of 73 is having their informal reunion at Harry C's Courtyard from 3 to 7. And then there will be classes tailgating prior to the football game. The Masonic Lodge is hosting a pulled pork meal, so come to the game hungry. And, of course, the game against Maranatha starts at 7. And I do want to remind everybody that's listening is that admission to the game is free. Kenny Elrod, who you both may be familiar with, was a wonderful supporter of the Madison youth, and we always called him the head dog. He was a few years older than me. He unfortunately passed away a year ago. And so a few of his close friends bonded together last year, each came up with some funds to make sure that anyone who wanted to go to that game last year was free. And we're doing the same again this year. And I foresee that to be an annual event. So.
And joined by Jane Linhart and Jason McLennan on our Primetime Newsmaker. It is Alumni Homecoming Weekend in Madison. Activities Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here this weekend. Well, Jason, let's bring you in. As I mentioned earlier, Jason, the co-founder, or co-owner, I should say, of Harry C's in Boomtown in Madison. You'll have activities going on, it sounds like, Jason, downtown this weekend.
We do. We're anticipating both locations being pretty busy all weekend. We're setting up a beer garden out in our courtyard, with sponsored by Budweiser, and we look forward to that. That should be a great event. Should help our flow quite a bit. And we also have our full bars open at Boomtown and Harry C's as well. But if we can keep the rain at bay, it should be an awesome weekend.
So it looks like
great time to see a lot of friends that we haven't seen in, you know, at least a year.
Yeah, so activities, when do they start Saturday afternoon, Jason?
Well, our courtyard, our liquor license allows us to have our common consumption from noon on Friday to midnight on Saturday. So Friday or Saturday, we're expecting things to kind of really hopefully start kicking off around noon.
And there is, a free downtown street dance happening, Jason?
Ooh, nice.
There is, and it'll be the band, weather permitting, is going to be set up directly to the west of Harry C's, and with audience pretty much out in the middle of the street looking at Harry C's.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Gene, I wanted to ask you. You mentioned here a little bit about the football team going 3-0 to start the season. There's always a little bit extra juice going into a homecoming weekend when the football team's doing well, it seems like.
Absolutely. There's a lot of excitement about this year's Bulldogs. I've actually had several alumni from out of state wanting to know where they can purchase some Bulldog merchandise when they come in town, so I've been steering them in the direction of that. So there is a lot of excitement, and I just think any homecoming game provides a lot of excitement.
Now, Jane, I know that you annually have a big alumni dinner. When and where will that be happening this year?
Yes, so the alumni dinner, I'm very excited. I've done this for about 8 years now, and we had a local lady by the name of Hartzell Store who did this well into her 90s before I started joining her and helping her and then took it over. Prior to COVID, we had, I think the biggest crowd was about 175. That was 2019. This year, we're expecting well over 100. So I'm very excited the numbers have really started to come back up. It starts at 6 p.m. at the high school, the gym that still has the roof on it. And that starts at 6 p.m. And we are having TNT Catering out of Eureka cater it. I know they're bringing in brisket and pork and homemade pie. So tickets are $20, cash or check, and can be paid at the door. I'm still getting some RSVPs trickle in. I've got a little bit of a buffer, but anybody in the listening area, if you plan to attend that dinner, please let me know ASAP. I'll give my number and email at the end. Just shoot me an email or a text, and we'll make sure that you are good to go for the dinner. It's always awesome. The class of we highlight the class of 73, of course. Tony Sankhauser is the class president, and he'll be giving some fun stories about that. We honor those alumni that we've lost from last September to this September. We honor our veterans. And then everyone has a chance to go around the room and introduce themselves and what year they graduated, so everybody knows who attends, and people really enjoy that. I have a photographer there. Annabelle Payton from Hartford will be there taking pictures, which people also really enjoy getting those awesome moments captured.
Well, it sounds like you have things well organized, Jane.
Boy, it sounds like it.
Always. But it wouldn't be a big weekend without wrapping up with the Fall Classic Golf Tournament. Tell us about that, Jane.
Gosh, always one of my favorite tournaments of the year. So Fall Classic Golf Tournament starts on Sunday at 9 a.m. sharp. It's a four-person scramble. When I last talked to Dee, we still maybe had room for a couple of more teams. It's $200 a team, and always a good time at the Madison Golf Tournament. And, you know, it'll be a fun group, and it's always a fun event. So we do have the Chicken House catering that. So come down, play golf, and enjoy an awesome meal by the Chicken House.
I can attest, it's always a great time at the Madison Golf Club.
There you go.
Fall Classic, it indeed does. Four-person scrambles. So if they want to register, get a hold of you, Jane?
Yes, that's great. Okay. Absolutely.
And what is your contact info there, Jane?
Sure. My number is 620-437-7999, or my email is janeerinlinhart@outlook.com.
There we have it. Jason, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I tell you, I would like to really thank Jane for all the work that she does on this. Last year's event turned out to be a great event, and we're expecting this year to be substantially better than that. People have got a lot of change in this town to see, and we hope they all come back and see it and appreciate it and really have a good weekend.
Yeah, there's been some very positive progress made in Madison. Thanks in part to Jason McClellan, and we mentioned co-owner of Harry C's and Boomtown. I will tell you this, Jason. The reviews we've been hearing from Harry C's and Boomtown on your food have been glowing.
Top notch.
So obviously
it's been fun. It's been fun. Amy and I have put a lot of effort into this, and with Andy coming in and giving us that expertise and lending his knowledge to us, it's all kicked off fairly good.
Well, we're glad
that's good
to hear.
We're really pleased.
Well, we invite people to head on down to Madison and check out Harry C's in Boomtown. You won't be disappointed, that is for sure. Well, Jason, thanks for your time this morning.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Jane, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, Ron and Chuck. Thank you for the time, and we hope to see everyone in Madison this weekend.
All right, go Bulldogs. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Jane Cookson-Linhart joining us along with Jason McClellan. Big alumni homecoming weekend this weekend in Madison, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show, specifically the Newsmaker slate of interviews, look to next week. The 26th and the 28th are the only slots we have available getting you into October. Call us if you want one of those at 620-342-1400. Tomorrow, we are actually looking out to November, and it's an early preview of the 2023 Freedom Fest on our calendar for November 4th.
EmporiaFreedomFest.org, Chuck. We invite people to log on because registration is open.
Yeah, there's so much stuff coming.
It really is. So we're excited to get a preview. I'd like to say an early preview, but that group has things going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
So hop on and check out again EmporiaFreedomFest.org. Our newsmaker this morning, a service of Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 736, 69 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
It'll soon be time to select Medicare plans for the next enrollment period, and you're invited to a free town hall discussion.